Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it is Inauguration Day in New Jersey, even as it is Election Day in Massachusetts, which the country is watching even closer. We'll talk about the results of that race on tomorrow's show, of course. Governor Chris Christie will be sworn in about 15 minutes. And listeners, you will have a choice when that swearing in and the governor's inaugural address takes place. You can listen to the Leonard Lopate Show as usual on the radio, and we will have the Christie inaugural address live on our website at WNYC.org if you're interested in that. We are opening up the phones for anyone from New Jersey, some Christie voters, some who voted for others, to tell us what your hopes or fears are for the new governor's administration. Call us, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. New Jersey callers only for now, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And we've been asking that question on our Facebook page this morning as well. And Tom Moran, Star Ledger political columnist, is along for this ride. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Are you monitoring events in Trenton? What does it look like down there as they get ready to go?
I'm in Newark. I'm monitoring electronically.
Monitoring electronically, which is more than I'm doing. What are you seeing?
People are just gathering at the War Memorial like every one of these. You know, at this point, nothing exceptional.
Have they released the transcript yet of the speech? Do you have any sense of what Governor Christie is going to say in his first minutes as governor to the state of New Jersey?
No, Brian, I'm sorry, I don't have that.
What would you expect?
I would expect him to come and try to be friendly. He's been, during this transition, very combative and in people's face. He's taken on some of the big special interest groups like the teachers union, and made it clear that he's going to go after them over salaries and benefits and merit pay and all that thing, that kind of thing. He's made it clear to local governments and schools that they can expect less aid, that he's going to strictly enforce the property tax cap. So he's laid an agenda that's going to spread a lot of pain around this state. And I think today he'll probably try to strike a note of unity and also remind people of just how serious our crisis is.
Let's take a phone call. Leanne in Clifton is none too pleased and more than a little scared, right, Leanne?
Yeah, I guess horrified would be the right word.
Go ahead.
I'm just so afraid that he's just going to slash taxes with no regard for how we're going to pay for any of the services that we need. I mean, he's all about cutting taxes. Well, where's all of our money going to come from?
All right, Tom Moran, where is it going to come from?
Well, that's a legitimate concern. I mean, we're looking at a $9 or $10 billion budget gap next year, which is a third of the budget. So it's gigantic. And at the same time, Christie is talking about cutting taxes on the very rich, which is worth about $1 billion. He says that's crucial for allowing the economy to breathe again and to create new jobs here. But that's going to be one of the big fights he'll face with Democrats right off the bat.
Leanne, thank you. And Brian and Ramsey are on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
My problem is, I just don't think this guy is going to do anything about cutting property taxes. And to really do that, he's got to take on the police and the teachers' unions, because pensions are destroying New Jersey. They've got to go to 401k. They've got to get rid of pensions, and they've got to get rid of these exorbitant salaries.
Brian, thank you. So that's a hope, but he's not all that optimistic. Do you think that a Republican governor can have any more success at knocking down some of those pensions than a Democratic governor did? Is this a matter of political constituencies and political barriers, Tom Moran, or is it just a universal problem?
Well, I think he will have a better shot than Corzine would. Corzine was very close to the unions the whole time. But he'll find Democratic help on this issue. I mean, we're looking at a situation where the average cop in a lot of towns in New Jersey make over $100,000 and can retire at age, early 50s with the 70% of their salary. Where teachers are the highest paid in the country, but this year they got a 4.5% raise on average in the middle of this recession. I think there's a pretty widespread agreement in New Jersey now that this has gotten out of control. And Steve Sweeney, the new Senate president from South Jersey, which is a little more conservative, he's a Democrat, but he's been, in the past few years, leading the charge on this issue. So that's where there's some common ground, I think.
Talk about Chris Christie himself a little bit. He comes from Livingston, New Jersey. What does that represent? You know, every place in New Jersey is so, so many small pockets of places that have their own demographics, their own politics. If somebody stands up and says, I come from Livingston, what does that represent?
Republican territory, pretty wealthy. And his history is in Morris County. He's been up there. When he was a younger man, he was elected freeholder, got into a million pointless fights, had lawsuits over libel, was combative to the degree where he self-destructed. After one term, he was rejected soundly. He then, though, sort of grew up a little bit. He got himself appointed as U.S. attorney, primarily on the basis of fundraising capacity for George W. Bush in 2000. And then once in the U.S. attorney's office, where people like me said he wasn't qualified, he got in there and did a great job. And over 7 years, he won the respect pretty much of everybody except the Democrats he was targeting. And he really picked up the fight against corruption and sort of gave us a fighting chance here. So on that, he rode to the governorship on the basis of that reputation. Yeah. The question now is whether we're going to get the old Chris Christie, you know, the sort of combative, pointlessly combative Chris Christie, or somebody who really knows how to throw his punch as well, because everyone agrees, as I said, you know, some of the furniture has to be moved around in the state. Some big changes have to be made.
Here is Allison on the road to Newark. Hi, Allison. You're on WNYC.
Hello. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm excited for Chris Christie coming into a governorship. I am just fed up with my taxes increasing, watching the NJEA get every bonus and every I have not had a raise in 3 years, and my taxes have increased because the teachers get raises automatically. And I think people are angry. I am angry, and I want those fists to punch, and I want things to change. I won't be able to live here in another couple of years without changes made in New Jersey.
Tom Moran, talk to Allison.
You know, I think like 80% of people in New Jersey agree with that. But what will be interesting to see is we all agree with that in the abstract, but what happens when the rubber meets the road? What happens when they throw working poor families off of health care programs in New Jersey? What happens when they wind up having to lay off teachers and your kid is suddenly in a class that's 33 kids? That's going to be the big question looking ahead.
Allison, thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. I just want tenure to stop. I want good teachers, not just tenure teachers.
Allison, thank you. And Tom Moran, political columnist for the Star-Ledger, you're talking about what it means to come from Livingston and Morris County. Earlier today, we had the new Speaker of the Assembly, Sheila Oliver, on the program, and she represents Newark and Essex County, which is a diverse district, the 34th district. But listen to what she had to say with respect to the inauguration of Christie.
I think for the constituents that I represent in the 34th legislative, it is a microcosm of New Jersey. I have some of the poorest constituents in the state, and I represent some of the wealthiest constituents in the state. So what I will be challenged with as an individual legislator representing a district is making certain that in a Christie administration, the interests and the priorities of a broad cross-section of residents of the state are addressed.
So that was very nicely put, Tom Moran, very gently put. But will Chris Christie do anything in the early days, do you think, to reach across demographic lines, class lines, income lines, party lines, and say, I'm the governor of the entire state of New Jersey?
My guess is he will. I mean, I think this guy has some real political skill and is a great communicator. Some of his cabinet appointments have gone that way already. The Attorney General, Paula Dow, was Essex County prosecutor and is from Sheila Oliver's district, who we just heard from. He's keeping on the Department of Human Services Commissioner, Jennifer Velez. He's bringing down there a whole bunch of people from the U.S. Attorney's Office, a lot of them from this area as well. And he's taken a lot of counsel. He says he's had all these tutorials from former Governor Tom Kaine, who is known for reaching across the aisle. And he says while he has very definite opinions about where we need to go, he's very definitely ready to compromise as well.
Here is Jim in Point Pleasant. He says he's a former councilman from Asbury Park. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Democratic councilman?
No, we were actually nonpartisan, and I'm a registered independent.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm going to be very interested to see how my former colleagues and other elected officials in communities like Asbury deal with what's coming down the pipeline. I mean, Asbury's budget when I was on council was about $36 million, $20 million of which was underwritten by the state of New Jersey. And you got a school system with about a $90 million budget, 80% of which was underwritten by the broader tax base in the state of New Jersey. And Christie's going to come in and slash and burn, and I think some of that is needed because I do think that there is a sense that, hey, you just go to Trenton with your hand out, and there's like this magic money tree that can produce funds for communities like Asbury. I hope, though, he can make these cuts with a little bit of compassion and ease communities like Asbury and the other Abbott District towns and cities in the state into doing a lot more with a lot less.
Jim, let's hope. Thank you for your call. And Tom Moran, as we look toward the inauguration itself, which is coming up in just a few minutes, and again, listeners, you can hear it on our website at WNYC.org if you want to hear the inaugural address. And also the celebrations tonight. The celebrations are really going to be toned down compared to what you usually see with an elected governor's first term in office. I guess he thinks it would be unseemly in this economic climate, which, you know, is a kind of an act of connectedness with the people on the one hand. On the other hand, it kind of reflects a pessimism and doesn't make a statement that I'm here, it's a new day, it's morning in New Jersey. Do you have an opinion about the way he's going about this?
Actually, you know, I'm a big fan of how he's handling this. He came up and had a mass in Newark this morning, is going down to Trenton to swear the oath, and is coming back to Newark today. He's made a point of reaching out to Newark in particular, but to the cities on the whole, which is another indication that he's going to reach across the aisle. The ball tonight is going to be at the Prudential Center, you know, in a giant place, and the proceeds are going to go to charities like food banks and stuff. I mean, I think most people appreciate that.
All right. So, Tom Moran, political columnist for the Star-Ledger. We'll see how this day goes, and we will play clips of the governor's inaugural address on tomorrow's program in case you don't listen to it online today. Tom Moran, thanks a lot for coming on.
Okay, Brian, thanks for having me.
And again, listeners, you have a choice. You can stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show as usual, or if you're interested in Governor Christie's inaugural address and the invocation is just starting at that ceremony, you can go to our website at WNYC.org. Lisa Allison, Jody Evergreen, Paige Coward, and Alan Smith produced this program with intern help from Matthew Gurry and Sophia Tu. Our senior producer, Megan Ryan, Debbie Fountain at the audio control.